Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When you see a colleague or a friend who is incredibly burdened down by their past, their present, and maybe even future worries and concerns, I think personally they may be compared to a palm tree bent over in a hurricane. And Satan is roaming about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And when you, myself, are troubled and are burdened by the worries of our past, even today, and perhaps some things coming down the road, we are poor, brokenhearted, and captive. Of course, you can recognize some of this, and you may even see people that look kind of down. I mean, we see this. It's obvious. The professors, the seminary and staff, in your family, in your relatives, it's obvious. And so you may even be like God said when he saw Cain. First case of depression in the Bible. Why are you downcast? In other words, we might sort of put it, what's bugging you? What's bugging you? What's weighing you down? Nah, no big deal. No big deal. And Satan is roaming about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You do have cares. I have cares. You do have worries. I have worries. And they always are staring us right in the face. Vicarage coming, called seminarians, and even professors and staff, and those who are visiting here today, we're not devoid of all of the worries and the concerns that chase us every day. I don't personally need to stand up here and give you a laundry list of what's bugging you. You know what it is. Yeah, I could probably list a whole bunch of things, and I may miss some. Well, it's not me. But you know what it is in your personal life, in your family's life. You know what's bugging you. You know what you're worried about. You know what your concerns are all about. And some of these worries and some of these problems, they just come so quickly, like lightning striking from the dark clouds above. Bang! They're here. Peter writes, and the Lord says, cast all your cares onto me, for I care for you. So must we worry along until Satan grabs us with his jaws and we fall into his deceptive lies and all of his half-truths? You know, kind of like, did God really say kind of a thing? You know, that he really cares about you? I mean, look at the world. This is a caring God. I mean, you know, we always hear so much about 9/11, but one cannot escape that. They say, that's a caring God. Look at the people around you. That's a caring God. Come on. Get with the program. You got all this education. You got all this stuff up here in your head. You can work yourself through it. You can work yourself through it. You can get with the program in the world of independence and self-reliance. You can do it. Pick yourself up by your bootstraps. And if, of course, that doesn't work, you can always turn the TV on, get some guru psychic type person who'll tell you what you need to do or not what you don't need to do. You can open up the paper and get your sign and find out what you should do or shouldn't do. Or if that doesn't work, then you can always turn on the TV, go to Oprah, and find out how to get out of the mess you're in by Dr. Phil. Worry. Anxiety, as when you do not know whether to do this or whether to do that. You are distracted and you are disconnected from the Lord. Martha was distracted, disconnected. Peter was distracted, disconnected. Judas the betrayer, distracted, disconnected. Paul the Pharisee, distracted, disconnected. Professors that gossip, distracted, disconnected. Seminarians who believe their head is far in front of their heart are are distracted and disconnected. And the parish pastor, who is a service provider and not a servant, is distracted and disconnected. And the lay Christian, who is always the worrywart in the parish, always chasing the pastor, we gotta get this stuff straightened out today, is distracted and disconnected. And thing of this kind and more, the Lord bids you, baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, to throw, literally as it says, to throw onto him all of your concerns and worries to he who is ongoingly caring for you. Throw them onto the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan threw everything he could at Christ. Everything. And Jesus, of course, defeated all of these nasties that the deceiver dumped onto Jesus Christ. And their cross care is defined, it is described, and it is clearly delineated. His caring for us comes in holy baptism and the Lord's Supper given and shed for the forgiveness of sins, his very body and his blood. As the psalmist writes in the 55th chapter, verse 22, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. It's interesting that in the Septuagint, the same words, Greek words for casting and worry are used by Peter. The Lord sustains you through your baptism, his Holy Supper and absolution. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? He does sustain you. He sustains me. He sustains my family. He sustains you in your studies and your ongoing concerns that you have as you leave the seminary. He will never leave you, nor will he ever. Truly, his care for us begins with forgiveness. In any case, all the worries and all the concerns, all the anxieties of this day and those that come, they really are unnecessary. I know, but Weiss, they're there. They're there. They're on Christ. That's where they are. That's where we throw them onto him who bears all. God in Christ has lifted them from you. When he was lifted on the cross from the tomb into heaven, in Christ, you are not distracted. You are not disconnected. The branch is connected to the vine. Cast all your cares onto me, says Jesus, for I care for you. Peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.